Warning, this podcast may cause uncontrollable laughter, side-eye stares, and questionable life choices. You're listening to The Big Party Show with Big Party and Molly.
All right, let's do it. 3, 2, 1. All right, we're back. Daddy's back. Daddy's back in the house. What? How patient is everybody? And good Lord, how patient has everybody else been, Molly? It's been pretty crazy.
This has been fantastic. I mean, you know, sometimes you got to take a step back in order to take a couple steps forward. And that's sort of how I feel like this was. Like, we took a step back and it really was such a moment to just realize like, hey, wow, people like us.
People really do. They love us.
Not just my cat.
Yes, not just our family. All right, so real quick, the biggest question is what happened to the Big Party Show? All right. We're living in digital now. Of course, you listen to the podcast, so you know what to do. What you need to do really is it helps us along the way. You need to follow, rate, and review. All right, so follow, rate, and review. And if you're watching the video on the Heard at One Network YouTube, you need to subscribe, okay? Do that all for us because that's how this works. But in the end, what happened was we did the show January 27th. They called me into a boardroom and told me that they're eliminating my job.
They no longer needed a morning show host. Okay.
And then they did the same thing to Molly as well. And so basically that's how that happens in radio. I've been in this business for so long. And as being the person that's getting eliminated, I guess you would say, silenced, whatever you want to say it and how you want to say it, it sucks because you never get to say bye to all the people that put you there. And if it wasn't for them doing it this way, I probably would have stopped. I just figured myself when radio finally quit me, I would actually, just go chill and fade away. Please. You know, that's what I would do. But when I wasn't able to say bye, that changed everything. And then of course, all you guys out there and I've always said this, if it wasn't for all of you, we would never be where we're at and we never would last as long.
Amen.
If it wasn't for you guys reaching out to us and me realizing quickly how long you guys have been listening, there was no way that I was going to be silenced at all and just bail on you guys. And then, so this is what's going on. And that's pretty much it.
So thanks for coming on this journey with us. I mean, that's the best thing about this is that we get this next chapter. Party and I are so thrilled to be back together and also just have so much more to say. So surprising that Party and I are not at a loss of words.
No. And God bless Heard at One for partnering up with us and our super producer, Gracie, helping us through this as well. And Pat and JT and everyone else. This is it. And you know what you're getting and we know what we're bringing. So, okay.
The biggest thing
I found myself lost for words right there, but
surprising to me, very surprising. I want to ask you about a dining choice that you made earlier today.
Oh God! All right, so we had a photo shoot today.
Yes,
we had a photo shoot today, and we're sitting in the office and hanging out. We're at Heard at, and my stomach starts to grumble, and I'm like, "What am I going to do now? Something's happening and this ain't good." I live like 6 minutes away from Heard at.
Which is an hour when your body's feeling like that.
So I quickly ended my conversation with Pat and you, went to the car, crab walked as fast as I could into the house, and I made it, thank God. But yeah, I had Chick-fil-A from the airport in Nashville. For breakfast.
Keep in mind, this wasn't a surprise photo shoot. It wasn't like we showed up today and they were like, hey guys, while we have you both here, let's get a couple pictures. This was a planned thing. So what do? I go into spiral panic lady mode and immediately I'm like, I need eye patches and all sorts of collagen things. And I want to make sure that I don't eat 20 days in advance of this. How does he get ready? He eats airport Chick-fil-A.
Airport Chick-fil-A.
If you've ever wondered the difference between the sexes, and how they prepare themselves for things. There we go. We've got airport Chick-fil-A intermittent fasting.
Yeah. And my biggest nervousness is making it through this first podcast.
Well, now,
I instantly was like, what's going to happen now? Of course, this happens to me. It was in Nashville airport. It was around 1 o'clock yesterday that I grabbed some Chick-fil-A with the sweet Wylene. And then I brought it back, of course.
Sick.
And then I ate it for breakfast this morning.
Gross. Who gets to go from an airport?
Me.
There are like so many things wrong. Why don't you just go ahead and get shrimp cocktail from a truck stop? I mean, seriously, there are so many levels of wrong.
I know. Absolutely.
You're lucky you're not in a hospital.
I know. Well, it's Chick-fil-A. It's good. But yeah. So, all right. So Southwest Airlines.
Oh.
I flew Southwest. And it was probably my last time before the changes happen where I can be gate lice, because they are switching everything up in May. And by what I mean is that there will be no more free luggage, right? And there's going to be 9 different groups, boarding groups.
9?
9 different boarding groups, because they're not going to have you get to pick your own seats anymore.
I knew
that.
So,
this is all making people mad, because the only way you can get free luggage is if you're A-list preferred, I believe, or you are a card holder, a premium business card holder for Southwest, which I am.
You're like, you don't get to be gay slice just overnight. Gay slice doesn't just happen. You got to really accrue those miles.
You do. So anyway, that changes. It was the weirdest flight. We went to Florida for a few days. To celebrate Wylene's graduation.
Aww.
Right? So we went there and we hung out for 4 or 5 days, and it started so bizarre because we're sitting there, mm-hmm. and it was automatically saying that when we were in St. Louis, that there was like a 35-minute delay.
Okay.
And the plane is full, right? So next thing over the intercom, they're talking about, is anyone on this flight that isn't supposed to be on this flight?
What?
So someone snuck on the plane.
That's terrifying.
Oh, it was terrifying. Yes.
That's really never supposed to happen.
So the kid sitting next to Wylene and I was all like, what? And then they went down through each person, through the whole plane, with a list. You know that list they have everybody on?
The manifest, yeah.
The manifest. And they asked us their names, and I'm like, that probably took an hour.
Papers, please.
Then they went and grabbed the kid. There was a kid
that was sitting next to you.
Walk of shame. Not that kid. It was his brother. So his parents and his brother were trying to sneak him on a plane. He was supposed to be catching another flight in Fort Walton Beach. And I heard this kid underneath his breath say, oh, my God, I think he missed his flight.
Oh, my God.
How insane is that?
What kind of trash panda airline were you flying on? You're like, we don't even know who people are on this flight. Like, how does...
West did that. How crazy is that?
They think they're fancy enough to have assigned seats and paid luggage when they can't even keep people who weren't supposed to be on the flight off the flight.
Yes.
They need to go back to the drawing board.
I think so. Yeah. So that was about it with my trip and everything like that, if I had any issues. But I've never experienced that before. I mean, when someone says someone is on this flight that doesn't belong on it.
Seriously.
You think instantly this is not good.
I've never heard of that in my life, because you have to, you have to scan.
Yes.
I mean, so, and it beeps. I mean, yes. I've seen people even like, they're so sensitive that like, if you scan and it's because you're a line jumper, they'll even say like, it's not group 2 yet, or it's not group B yet, it's group whatever. And they'll shame you to the back of the line. So how does that happen? But they let somebody who's supposed to be on an entirely different plane board the plane.
Well, shame on that family. That those parents are the one that did this. So that when we're standing in line, gate lice in it, right?
Yeah.
I overheard some man go, just give me all the boarding passes and I'll just scan everyone in. So I'm thinking maybe that's how he did it. He was scanning, dude bra slid through.
Okay, maybe. Yeah, that could happen. Yeah, like if you handed off 4 instead of 5.
Yes.
Or 3 instead of 4. Okay, I see what you're saying.
Yeah.
Because the thing is that you wouldn't even be able to double scan, because once it's scanned, it locks.
It's scanned.
That's it. It's kind of like when you go to a concert and they're like, no reentry. I'm like, well, you are terrible people, because I should be able to go outside, get some fresh air. finish out this concert how I want. I mean, I was always so excited because over at Stir, they had that special area. Like, because that's the thing, is that I remember, like, you could go out to the special area and smoke, and then, like, you could come back in.
Okay.
And that was, like, the one re-entry. But otherwise, if you just, like, left the parking lot, like, went out to get something from your car. I'm like, so I can go out and have a cigarette, but if I try to go get hand sanitizer from my car, I'm now on lock?
Yeah.
Doesn't seem
You're
right.
You're on lock.
Doesn't seem right.
Well, when I was getting off, finally, I realized that I left my water bottle in the plane.
Oh, I hate that.
Yeah, and I didn't want to start it like that. And so I had to go to the guy and ask if I can go back into the plane. And he said, no.
Nope.
Mm-mm. And then I said, well, I have this water bottle that I left. And he told me to describe it. And I said, it's baby blue. And it says husband of the year on it.
That guy's like, well, that's a stretch. That's the first thing that makes me think that you're lying.
And it does.
It does say
husband of the year.
Buy it for yourself?
No, the sweet Wileen. The sweet Wileen.
She's so nice. Peter doesn't have one.
That's because he's not husband of the year, Molly.
Yeah, he's married to me. That makes him husband of the deer every single year. That makes him husband of the moment. We are still happily married. That guy deserves a placard.
Yeah, I even have this right here. I don't know if you won't be able to see it if you're listening, but
you got a plaque?
Yeah, I have a plaque that says, great job, fiance of the year 2019 to 2020.
God, you are such a needy little thing. You know, they talk about that, how people have love languages.
That's
right?
Our love language, because I call Wileen wifey of the year, and I refer to myself as husband of the year, and I figured if I say it enough times, I'll win.
Well, so that's the thing, is that what I'm realizing is I'm married to a word of affirmation love language, and I am an acts of service love language. So for me, talk means nothing. Like, I grew up with politicians. I grew up with an attorney for a dad. You can talk to me all day long. But you know what? You show up and do something. You shovel that walk. You wash those dishes. You make that bed.
Oh, so.
And I'm all like, what are we doing tonight?
Oh, gross.
But see, but he is a word of affirmation guy. And so he is married to a total dead end delivery on that, because he's always like, this is when you tell me I did a good job, Molly. This is when you tell me I'm the best at this. This is when you, I'm like, what? God. Like, so for me, I know who you are because you are like him. You need to be like told like husband of the year.
Yeah.
Like, I'm like, I don't care. Give me a plaque or not. But you know what speaks to me? If you went out and bought me a gift certificate for a massage.
Well, that's nice.
Acts of service.
Has Peter ever given you a massage?
Like him giving me a massage?
Yeah. Like lathered up, you know, candles, all that stuff.
No, God, you know I don't like to be touched. I'm not even talking about like another person giving me a massage.
Oh.
Have you given Wileen a massage?
Yeah.
You got all the lotions and potions and oils and stuff?
I didn't do anything like that, no.
What did you do? Rubbed her shoulders for 2 seconds and stopped.
That's my love language.
Hey, that isn't even a massage. That's like, Peter's done that to me. Where all he'll right come then up behind me in a chair and he'll like rub my shoulders and I'll be like, oh, you're tense. I'm like, yeah, I got the weight of the world on my shoulders. I'm a mother of two and married to a words of affirmation guy.
There you go, the words of affirmation guy. All right, so that photo shoot today was fun.
It was fun.
I don't know. I could never be a swimsuit model or model of any course. I don't. It's hard.
It is hard. Like, people laugh and think that modeling is some sort of goofy, like, anybody can do it. They cannot.
Yeah.
You really have to lose yourself.
Mm-hmm. I took a photo in where I was at in Destin, Florida, and I posted it, and I had the perfect angle, and I looked at it, and I'm like, oh, my God, did I lose weight? And so I posted that, you know, talking about the first day of, you know, spring and all that stuff. And then my sister out in California messaged me and said, hey, I saw that photo.
Okay.
Are you trying to lose weight on purpose? Are you feeling okay? Are you sick?
Wow. Send her some photos from today's photo shoot after you had airport Chick-fil-A.
So I'm going into this photo shoot thinking, I must have lost weight. I know I got the perfect angle. You got to see it on Facebook. We'll share it here, but yeah. And then I looked at the pictures as we're taking photos.
Uh-huh.
And my breath was taken away inside.
It's humbling, isn't it?
Very much so.
Mm-hmm.
I even had somebody ask me if I was on Ozempic. I'm like, how dare you?
Talk about words of affirmation. Good God. Somebody was like spoon-feeding gluttony your words of affirmation. Like, have another bite. You had Ozempic. Oh, my God. Did you lose 20 pounds? Are you have cancer?
Yeah.
When we talked yesterday, you said that. You're like, listen, I've lost weight.
I did.
You did. You made a point of telling me because I said to you, mm-hmm. I saw the picture that you posted of you and Wylene, and you guys look fantastic. No,
isn't it a great one?
It's a great picture of both of you, which that's really tough as a couple to pull off the, like, we both look great. It's not just one of us or the other.
And we don't,
and it's the lighting. It's the whole nine yards.
Yeah. And we don't take a billion photos.
No.
We're just that damn photogenic together.
I mean, that's how you now know you found your person. So you were riding high when I talked to you yesterday. You had a belly full of celebratory Nashville airport Chick-fil-A, and you were just killing it. You were like, you know what? I think I can go ahead and have another one of those for breakfast the next day right before the photo shoot.
Absolutely. Crab walking into the house as fast as possible.
I can't even tell you the last time I had fried food. I can't even tell you.
That's good.
No,
that's good.
I mean, it makes me gross. Like, yeah. It's
makes
like
gross.
My stomach is like turned.
You know what it probably is now that you mentioned that? I haven't had fast food in a long time.
There you go.
That's probably what it is now.
Makes a difference.
Either that or it turned after.
After sitting on a flight for a couple hours and then you backpacking at home in your pocket until you got to your refrigerator 7 hours later and then put it in there to have for breakfast this morning. You're right. There's nothing about that that sounds like it could possibly lead to stomach discomfort. Because you know what? I bet it had mayonnaise on it.
It didn't. It didn't have anything on it.
Really?
Yeah. Yeah. It didn't have a thing, so yeah, okay. I don't know.
Because that's the one thing skews me out.
Yeah, is the mayonnaise.
Well, day-old mayonnaise. You're like, ugh.
Yeah, so that's my journey. So yeah, I walked into that photo shoot today thinking, I'm pretty.
You're like, I'm ready to take on the world. Where I'm puffy. Like, God.
Puffy.
I'm like, do I take the anti-anxiety medicine now? After the shoot, I'm like, I don't know when.
Well, you brought in 18 different outfits.
I did.
Yes, you did.
Because I'm apparently a photo shoot schizophrenic. Like, which personality is going to click today?
Yeah, exactly.
I did because, you know, it's been a minute since we had professional photos taken. And to be fair to me, you know, is that I did have to travel from Chicago to our photo shoot in Omaha. And so, you know, it's not like I have the luxury of just going into my closet this morning and seeing how I feel. Like, I needed to pull bunches of stuff to see, like, what's going to work.
Yeah.
And then my dear friend Kathy gifted me with a beautiful green shirt this morning. Like, she surprised me. She's like, you always look good in green. She'd worn it when we went to dinner not that long ago, and she went out and bought me one for myself. We're like,
oh, she actually bought that for you. That
yes.
was nice.
I know. Okay. Isn't that nice? So, you know, I tried that in the photo shoot. So that was an extra shirt that I hadn't had planned, but it was a fun surprise. You know, and at the end of the day, I just put me in a trash bag. Like, seriously.
I am with you.
Like, what does it even matter anymore?
It doesn't. You'd be so self-conscious of yourself. But it does make you wonder, what do other people see when they see you?
That's the horrible thing.
Like, in the back of their mind, is like, God, he's puffy and bald.
I don't know if photographs are accurate.
I don't know either. I don't think. I mean, example, the one I sent, I posted of that everyone thought I was sick and I don't know, Ozempic. It's
one person, all these people, one person said it to him. I guarantee you it was one person. And now he's like tens of thousands.
It was two. Two separate people. So, yeah, it was two. But, yeah.
My thing is that, you know what? I don't live looking at myself, right? And if I feel good in my body, if I feel happy and healthy, and I put on clothes that I like, and I don't necessarily, like, I go days without looking in a mirror. Like, the only time I look in the mirror is in the morning when I'm brushing my teeth, and at night when I'm washing my face and brushing my teeth to go to bed.
What do you see when you look in the mirror?
A gargoyle.
So that mirror is accurate.
Right?
Yeah.
Do you want to look at that all day? No, it's just, it's a weird journey. You know, not to get too philosophical, but it is a weird journey as a woman.
Yeah.
You have different stages in your life of your looks, you know? And so it's this constant struggle for a lot of people that where you just have to make peace with it and just go, you know what? I don't need to look in mirrors. I don't care if I got that lipstick on smoothly enough. Somebody will tell me if it's on my teeth or on my cheek.
No, they won't.
Or if you're party, you won't. You'll be like, you look great. Are you on Ozempic?
Yeah. Yeah, I know what you mean. Yeah.
But, so, yeah, I mean
Wylene doesn't like photos either, you know. Because I was talking about you behind your back, and I was saying Molly's always so crazy about photos for some reason. And Wylene said the same thing. She goes, she's too. She goes, it's a woman thing.
Mm-hmm.
So there you go.
I mean, there's a reason, like, what's crazy is, and I would put this out to all the listeners, I would love to know if I'm the only one, but, like, you'll look back at family photos or family, like, photos from family trips.
Yeah.
And it's Peter and the kids. Or it's the kids. Or it's Peter. There are none of, like, on the rare occasion am I in them. And it's one of those things where I have to force myself to do it because there's going to be a day, let's not be ghoulish, but there's going to be a day where I go to that great cat sanctuary in the sky.
Yeah. And they're going to say, who's this crazy
cat? And they're
going to
be like, you're home, mama. And the kids are going to go back through pictures and be like, why isn't there one stinking photo of mom? I remember her on that trip, but I sure would love to see her face.
That's sad.
Right? Isn't it wild when you, like, break it down like that? So then I started making an effort of being, like, at least in one or two photos when we go on family trips, like, to make a point of being, like, Peter, will you take a picture of me and the kids? Or, like, hey, tourist, will you take a picture of the family?
Hey, tourist.
A lot of times it is. And then hey, you do the swap. Tourist. Don't you do that with when you're touring places? God. They're like, we'll take a picture of you if you take a picture of us.
Last time that happened, we're on a at a Sandals on a dock.
Okay.
And we just walked out there to check out the sunset. And this nice older couple walked up and said, hey, can you take our photo? And so they were doing all these photos, kind of like what we did today.
Okay.
Together, you know, where they're staring and lingering in their eye. You know, all that stuff. Looking that all that romantic
longingly.
Stuff. Longingly. Longingly. And so I handed him his phone.
Yeah.
And then he asked for my phone. And he said, we'll take your guys' photo.
I'm like, no thanks.
So he was having us look into each other's eyes, kiss, all that weird stuff. Not that it's weird and we should be doing that. So, yeah, that was kind of the last time we had somebody actually take photos.
We were just at a bar, a club, for my girlfriend's birthday. And it was one of those places where a photographer comes around.
Mm-hmm.
I hadn't been to one of these in a while. It's almost like the idea of going to a bar when there's like the Red Bull chick there or like the shot lady or something. This guy comes around and he has us do all these horrible poses. I mean, just bad stuff, like making a heart with our hands.
Okay.
Like all three of us and everything. And that, like, by the time we got to the, okay, and now I want you to make a heart with your, like, I had exhausted my patience with, like, being cheesy. And so the look on my face is just a scowl. Like, I'm, like, barely making the heart, and I'm just like, whatever. He takes the picture. That's the one my friend buys. She's like, I am keeping this forever. Like, I think you better hope that you also, don't die before me.
To you, selling.
Yes, he sold them.
Wow. Okay.
And she bought it because she's like, this face is classic. Like this, you better pray that you don't die before me because this is so going in your funeral reel. And I was like, why would you do that to me? She's like, because it's amazing. You look so grumpy. That is like the most sad heart.
Saddest
heart ever. And you're just like so not having it anymore.
Hey, before we forget, I just want to congratulate UNO, the Mavs basketball team. They lost the first round against St. John's, but God, what a journey they made it. It was the first time they ever made it to the dance. I just wanted to give them some love because that's quite a journey from what they become to what they were before.
I know.
It's insane. And then that whole garbage can thing is insane.
Yeah.
As well. I just want to give some love to those guys before we forget. For that, Bill Pickett took all those kids out there.
How cute was that?
Yeah, that was a battle though to try to beat that team. So yeah,
St. John's is probably going to go all the way. How many brackets have you filled out?
None this year.
Really?
Yeah, I didn't do any this year. I didn't do a single bracket.
That's wild to me. I mean, I didn't, but that's not unusual. I can't believe my sister did three. I'm like, are you a degenerate gambler? Like, who needs three brackets? She's like, well, one's got UNO going all the way, so that got busted.
Oh, you're kidding me.
No, okay. One has Creighton going all the way, and I'm like, you're again betting with your heart.
Yeah.
And then, like, the final one is, like, Duke.
Like, oh, okay. All right.
I mean, which is fine, but at the same time, I'm like, how did you even get to fill out three? She's like, well, I did one through this site, and I did one through this site. I'm like, you are betting on the ponies.
And you have no brackets. Had no brackets either?
Brackets, but I haven't talked to him about his brackets. He knows better than to, like, have that conversation with me. Yeah. About sports.
Sports.
Or anything, really. Like, really?
Yeah.
I bet he has St. John's going all the way.
Okay.
So Peter is a DePaul guy, and St. John's is another Vincentian college. There's only two. So he's like, well, if it can't be DePaul, like, let's go for St. John's. So he might have a shot. I mean, I was sad to see UNO, you know, not make it past their round. But if they were going to lose to somebody, I was like, St. John's is probably going to go to the end.
Yeah, they could very well go all the way to the end. Because remember, Creighton played them for the Big East tournament.
Yes.
In the championship.
Yeah.
And got smoked.
Yeah.
But.
So they've got a good, you know, they're coming in strong.
Congrats.
So.
Any shout outs you want to do to anyone?
Shout outs.
Yeah. Thankful to Peter for having your back.
Yeah. No, I am thankful. I mean, Peter has been a single guy for like a week now. And unlike me, he really doesn't like it. Like, it's really, he's like so sweet to take it one for the team on this because, like, unlike me, where I'd be like, I'm alone for a week. You guys are coming back already.
Husband of the year.
Words of affirmation. Thank you for teaching me that. You got to give me the link on where I can get
the stickers.
Yeah, the stickers and the special
plaque
stuff. I mean, it was already his birthday, so I can't. Do you get Wylene wifey stuff?
No.
You don't reciprocate with wife of the year?
I call her wife of the year all the time.
Yeah, maybe she'd like to see it.
But what do you want to do when you do that is you kind of want to say a candidate, you know, when Peter does something nice, he goes, see, you're in the running for husband of the year. See?
Yeah, I see how that works. Whether I can put that into practice, TBD. That is
all right. Practice. All right, people, this is what we need you to do again.
Yes.
First of all, if you're tuning in, thanks so much for tuning in. We got to run. Baby's crying. So I got to go tend to that. No, I don't
the
have
little
a
girls.
Baby.
Yeah, no, but he's got baby fur babies.
Yeah. But yeah, make sure you follow, rate, and review if you're listening. You're on Spotify. I don't know where you're listening at. We're anywhere you can get a podcast. We're at Apple Podcasts as well. The Big Party Show. Tell all your friends.
Please.
Tell everybody, pretty please. And if you're watching on the Herd at One YouTube channel, make sure you subscribe and then share. That's the most important thing is share. And if you know of anybody that has a business that wants to sponsor this or any part of it or advertise, reach out to us. All right. Just
We're
reach
ready.
Out to us. Because that's just kind of how it works. But yeah, that is it.
Thank you for tuning in for the inaugural The Big Party Show with Big Party and Molly. This is like fun. We're just getting started. This is just a little amuse-bouche of what's to come. Remember, we are going to be dropping new episodes on Monday, Wednesdays, and Fridays. So you're going to want to make sure that you follow and on Spotify and definitely Apple so you don't miss it. They'll automatically, bink, populate into your phone and you won't miss a minute.
All right. We'll see you guys on Wednesday. Have a safe next couple of days and do yourself good.
A Huda Media Production.